This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Two nations, China and Russia, have a long history of rivalry in Asia. Now they're discussing what they call a strategic partnership. Russia has something that China wants, oil, and that is high on the agenda as Russian President Vladimir Putin visits Beijing. Here's NPR's Anthony Kuhn.
Putin arrived here with an entourage that included his energy and resources ministers and the heads of Russia's state-owned oil and gas companies. That has fueled analysts' expectations of an energy deal. Niu Li is an economist at the State Information Center. He spoke at a cafe near his office. I think there could be a breakthrough on a Sino-Russian oil pipeline, he says. Russia has made the strategic decision to build a pipeline from Siberia to Russia's Far East. The talks this time may center on connecting the pipeline to northeast China's Daqing oil fields. Both Japan and China want the pipeline built closer to them. When completed in 2008, the pipeline is projected to pump over 500,000 barrels of crude oil a day. Although Russia is the world's second largest producer of oil and China is the world's second largest oil consumer, China imports a mere 5% of its oil from Russia. China produces most of its energy itself, but it's frustrated at Russia's perceived stalling on signing a pipeline deal. Analysts say this is due to the two countries' differing economic strategies.
Putin's main concern is that Russia must not simply be an exporter of raw materials.
Professor Robert Barilsky is an expert on Russia's defense and energy policies at the University of South Florida at Sarasota.
Russia wants to have a long-term deal where China buys more than oil, and they're going to be working on getting China to commit to long-term purchases of Russian arms, Russian heavy machinery, and perhaps Russian participation in China's domestic nuclear development program.
But in general, China has chosen to look elsewhere for capital, technology, and markets. China's overall trade with Russia last year was just $29 billion, compared to $212 billion in trade with the U.S. Putin and his hosts are also expected to discuss the Iranian and North Korean nuclear issues. Beijing and Moscow both oppose the use of sanctions by the United Nations Security Council to get Tehran and Pyongyang to abandon their nuclear programs. Barilsky adds that U.S. talk of regime change in these nations doesn't go over well in Beijing or Moscow.
They don't like the fact that policy decisions have been made that they regard as destabilizing their neighborhood. That includes the support for these democratic revolutions in Russia's neighborhood, or NATO expansion, or saber-rattling about Iran and Korea.
In an interview with Chinese state media on Saturday, Putin took a thinly veiled swipe at the U.S., suggesting that its efforts to forcibly export democracy and impose cultural standards and values had led to regional conflicts. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.